Immigrants in New York City who want to learn English have a new venue in which to do so, the laundromat. George Bodarkey of member station WFUV tells us about one man's project to teach English in that free time between washing and folding.
Amid the gurgling of washers and hum of dryers at the Magic Touch laundromat in northern Manhattan, Hector Canonge is teaching English. His vocabulary lesson starts off with words fitting for the setting.
Shirt. Shirt. Muy bien, uno por uno.
Canonge is standing in front of a wall of stainless steel industrial dryers at the head of a bright yellow folding table. His eight students are lined up along the table, four on each side, six women and two men from the Dominican Republic and Mexico.
Pants. 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 Como así, pantalones. Pants.
Canonge says he wanted to offer immigrants in the neighborhood, especially those without documentation, a relaxed setting to learn English.
So many recent immigrants can go to a school, public school, and say, you know, I want to learn English, because the first thing they're going to ask you is, well, do you have an ID? Or even the library.
This part of Manhattan has a large population of Spanish-speaking immigrants. Canonge lives in the neighborhood. He got the idea for the English classes while doing his own laundry.
I saw many people struggling with the machines, you know, reading, like, the instructions. When do I put the soap? What's wash and what's bleach or what's rinse? During the day, there's the Korean owner who tends the place. So even that is, you know, they can't talk to him. They can't say, I need change, you know, give me $5 in change. And also he can't speak Spanish, so that's the thing.
Underwear, no? Underwear.
But when you live in a neighborhood where so many people do speak Spanish, it's easy to put off learning English. And that's what Myra Cairo, who hails from the Dominican Republic, says happened to her. She's been living in the U.S. for 26 years and became a citizen about 6 months ago.
Everybody speaks Spanish in the neighborhood. It's very difficult. You speak English. And a lot of people speak Spanish. Yellow.
Not yellow, because if it's yellow, it's gelatina. Yellow.
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 Muy bien.
Canonge is not an ESL teacher by trade. He's an artist. He got some tips for teaching the class from his mom, who was an English teacher. He calls this project the Inwood Laundromat Language Institute.
It's not J-Lo, like J-Lo.
For NPR News, I'm George Bodarkey in New York.
Okay, amarillo. Muy bien.